The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. A new season is upon us, and unlike the regular season, dreams of high school teams can shatter in just four quarters of play.
Shana's up here, is no good. Ball is loose, and that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one.
We call this new season the postseason, where you bring your best to the floor and hold nothing back.
On the dribble, back outside, top of the key. Klassen a three-pointer, bingo!
It's sub-district basketball on the Breeze 94.5, and it starts right now. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to Minden for the semifinals of the C28 sub-district tournament. It's a sub-district loaded with local teams: Blue Hill, Southern Valley, Donovan Trumbull, and Hastings St. Cecilia.
Charlie Ryan has got the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Farmer. She winds her way back up the floor and takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good.
Blue Hill and Southern Valley tip off later tonight. But up first, it's St. Cecilia versus Donovan Trumbull. The Hawkettes versus the Cardinals. We start things off with a new Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take you courtside with the call on tonight's games. Here's Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The postseason gets underway tonight. We've got the semifinals in the girls' class C28 sub-district tournament at Minden High School. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. First matchup this evening will pit the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. They come in with a record of 18 wins and 3 losses on the season. Taking on Donovan Trumbull, the Cardinals come in a mark of 8 wins and 15 losses. Donovan picking up a win in the play-in game last night as he beat Franklin by the score of 59-28. Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that is ranked number 4 according to the Lincoln Journal Star Class C poll out today. St. Cecilia is averaging 51.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 37.2 points per ball game on defense. They've already got one victory over Donovan Trumbull this year. That was way back on December the 13th when they beat Donovan. And Donovan by the score of 65-39. St. Cecilia's 3 losses all occurred in 1 week when they lost to Grand Island Northwest 41-31. They lost to Minden in overtime 63-57. And they lost to Kearney Catholic 42-31. Since then, they have won 9 games in a row, including 2 games last week, winning against Adams Central 60-44 and wrapping up the regular season with a 42-22 win over the Sutton Phillies. Donovan Trumbull, they come in, again, a mark of 8 wins and 15 losses on the season. They beat Franklin last night 59-28. Before that, they had lost 3 games in a row, 2 in the Blue Platte Conference Tournament to Kearney Catholic, 51-26, and to Centura, 53-44. Coming out of the conference tournament, they lost in overtime to Wood River by the score of 61-55. Donovan Trumbull, a team that is averaging 44 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 47.3 on the defensive end. And they're led by Kaylee Glover, who's averaging 13.9 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. She scored 19 points in the ball game last night against the Flyers of Franklin. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. New Tech Seeds proudly bringing you the pregame show. And it's brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech is your yield leaders. You can contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk to the coaches as we sneak closer to the tip-off tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We're back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for girls high school basketball tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here in the sub-district tournament. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, a nice finish for you after the three straight losses mid-season. You come back with nine straight wins, including two last week.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, we had nine straight wins there coming off those three losses. But I think we were capable of doing that when we looked at the schedule and thought, you know, those games are going to be tough to win. But after that, we thought we were in pretty good position that we could be competitive. And so we're sitting, on a little winning streak coming into the sub-districts, which is one thing you want to have.
Three losses to Northwest, Minden, and Kearney Catholic. We said all in one week. The confidence wasn't shaken, I don't think, on this basketball team. They thought that it can rebound, and they have nicely.
Well, I think it was shaken a little bit. I think anytime you lose three in a row, it shakes you up, and you wonder why and what can we do to get better. And so I think these girls bounced back from that really well. And I think we did the same thing last year. You know, we realized we were playing some very good competition, and then wasn't anything we were going to just hang our heads and let it snowball into more losses, but we turned it around.
What was the turning point at that point?
I think that probably that Friend game, we got into a nice little rhythm there and beat a really, really good D1 school in Friend, their only loss of the year. And so I think that kind of bounces back. We realize, hey, we're still pretty good, and we got a long ways to go. We just got to keep plugging away.
You come in as the number one seed, something you always like to do in the sub-district tournament, but yeah, there's still a long way to go here.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you can't just rest anything on that. You got to come out and play, and everybody's going to have that energy and intensity, especially early in the game. First quarter, that adrenaline's flowing, and I think, you know, you got to be up for it. You can't just say, hey, we're the number one seed, get out of our way, because that's just not how things work.
You come in number two in the power points in your class. I know people are going to be asking you about this. Do you rest on that, knowing you might have a safety net for the state tournament?
Well, there's nothing for sure yet, and so that's one thing we can't rest anything on. We have to try and take care of business, and I think not only that, we'd be playing for a higher seed. You know, if you stub your toe and maybe lose a game that you don't want to lose, you might get in on a wild card, but it might be a worse seed, which makes it a tougher state tournament. And so I think these girls are competitive enough. They don't want to go into the state on a wild card if they don't have to.
You play a team tonight that you beat way back on December the 13th, beat them by the score of 65-39 at their place. Can you take anything out of that ball game in preparation for this?
Well, I think we can take a little bit, you know, a few things, but that's a long time ago. You know, you can't rest too much on that. They might do a lot of new things that we don't even expect, and maybe they're prepared for us in certain ways. And so I think, a lot of it just comes down to want to. You just got to go out there and play ball and do the things on defense and the things on rebounding that you want. You want to get those things done.
Do you focus in this ball game and then move on to the second one, or did you have some time to spend maybe on a possible matchup on Thursday night?
Well, we didn't spend a whole lot of time because, you know, Southern Valley and Blue Hill are both pretty good teams. We didn't know which way that one's going to go. So, you know, can't get too excited until you know how things work out. But I think in the back of our minds, we maybe have an idea, but you can't. We really want to focus on Donovan, and I think that's what we've done the last week is put all of our energy and focus on this first game.
Donovan Trumbull looks like it's a team that really centers on three girls to do a bulk of their scoring.
Yeah, and I think a lot of teams are that way, you know, so it's nothing new. They do a nice job shooting a three. They hit some threes here and there, which even our deep threes. And so our hands are, you know, pretty full. We got to be buckled down and dig in defensively and not give them anything easy. And then once they shoot those threes, those long rebounds can happen, and you got to be in good position and get those rebounds and take care of the defensive end through the whole play.
Looks like this team is maybe turnover prone. Do we jack up the heat a little bit on these guys tonight?
Oh, I think maybe a little bit. But I think even in half court, our defense has been, as you say, jacked up on the last few games, the last half of the season even. And I think we're playing pretty good half court defense. And that's something you have to do. You're going to get into the postseason, and teams are going to slow it down. The possessions are going to be slower and fewer. And so you have to play good half court defense. And that's one thing we're hoping will carry us.
I was just going to say, do we play the postseason indifferently than we played the previous 21 games?
Well, you don't necessarily want to, but I think sometimes the opponents dictate that. You know, you're going to see some good teams and good opponents, and they'll do some things that maybe counter what you want to do as far as getting up the floor and running. And then you always got to get defensive stops. That's one thing we've said all along is our offense starts when our defense gets that stop, and so that's what we got to try to do.
The defense on this team has been kind of the mainstay. It's been pretty consistent all year long.
It is, and we had a real good week last week against Sutton, you know, held them to 22 points, and I thought our defense played exceptional. And if we can have that kind of a performance, we're going to be tough to stop.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. Okay, we'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Play this 30 and play that second.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5 as we get set for Donovan Trumbull versus Hastings St. Cecilia. Now we're going to spend a few minutes on the Donovan Trumbull sidelines here with the head coach, Mark Davis, joining us on the program. Coach, appreciate the time.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Coach, now we're in postseason play here, sub-districts. It's the semifinals. First of all, before we talk a little bit about tonight's game, go back and talk maybe a little bit about how you felt your girls played last night in the first round.
You know, we came out a little bit slow against Franklin, but eventually our pressure kind of took its toll. We got some turnovers. We played in transition, and we were able to distance ourselves in the second, third, and fourth quarters. Our intensity was good for the most part. We shot the ball really well, which was nice, and we were able to get the win, so that was good.
Talking a little bit about the intensity, that's going to be a big key tonight when you're facing a team like Hastings St. Cecilia.
Absolutely. You know, you've got to be able to play really hard. You got to be able to play smart. And when you're playing a good team like St. Cecilia, you might have to get a little bit lucky. You know, if you catch them on a really good shooting night, it can be really tough. So we're just going to worry about ourselves, play as hard as we can, execute to the best of our abilities, and we'll let everything else just fall where it may.
For those of us listeners who haven't seen Donovan Trumbull on the court too much this season, maybe just sort of give us a, kind of an idea, a little bit of an identity, if you will, of your team.
Well, I'd say our identity is we've tried to play fast most of the year. We like to play in transition. Sometimes when we get in half-court offense, we get a little bit bogged down. So a big key for us is to be a high-pressure team, get clean rebounds, get in transition, and try to get early offense. And like I said, defensively, we've been trying to up the intensity, up the pressure. Been doing a little bit of trapping here towards the end of the season. So we like to try to play fast when we can, but when we do slow it down, we've got some pretty good skill players. Point guard Jordan Brumman does a good job of running the show, and she does a good job of looking inside to Kaylee Glover, one of our pretty good post players.
Once again, Mark Davis joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show before we get underway here for the semifinals of the C2 sub-districts. Coach Davis, let's talk maybe a little bit more about this game in particular. On the offensive side of the ball, kind of draw us up maybe a little bit of a game plan. What are you looking to do against Hastings St. Cecilia tonight?
Well, you know, it's like I said, we like to try to play fast. Sometimes against St. Cecilia, that's one of the worst things you can do because they like to get up and down the court, and they do it really, really well. So we're going to have good offensive possessions. We need to make sure every possession we get a shot up and that we don't have silly turnovers and let them play fast because that's something they do really well. So while we're not going to stall by any means, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball, we have good possessions, and we're going to try to punish them inside. I think we might have a little bit of an advantage inside. Like I said, Kaylee Glover's been a pretty good post player for us. So we've got to be patient, get the ball into Kaylee, give her some good looks, and you know, see if we can dominate the inside and you know, make them play a half-court game and not let them get in transition because we turned the ball over or took some bad shots.
Coach, when you're talking on the defensive side of the ball, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that has so many weapons offensively, and they shoot the ball really well. What are the kind of the keys? What are you going to come out defensively tonight?
Well, I mean, you know they're going to score points, and you can't let them go on those runs. And you know they're gonna get some threes. They're going to hit a few shots in a row, but you got to limit their ability to put together runs of, you know, 8-0 run, 10-0 run, 12-0 run, whatever the case might be, because it can snowball on you in a real quick hurry the way they shoot the ball. So a big key for us defensively tonight is to get stops with the understanding they're going to put up some points, but we've got to answer their runs, and we've got to minimize those runs. We can handle a 4-5-0 run, but you can't let a team go on a 10-0 run and expect to be successful.
When you turn things over to the postseason, it really kind of does start a brand new season. As we know, teams can get hot and make a good run into the state tournament. Is there one kind of message that you're going to send to your girls before they take the floor tonight?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's kind of been a season of we've been really, really close a lot of times, but it's always been that one quarter or that one spurt where we haven't finished a game. We've had a lot of games in the fourth quarter, probably close to 10 games that we could have won that we ended up not winning, that if we would have just finished the game, you know, who knows where we could have been right now. And that's going to be the big focus is play in finish mode the entire game. Don't wait till you're down 10 points to start playing hard. Bring it from the beginning, and then just take it one quarter at a time. You know, tonight we're gonna try to win the first quarter, and then, you know, we'll go from there, and we're not going to look too far ahead.
He's head coach Mark Davis of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Once again, Donovan Trumbull taking on St. Cecilia in our featured match here in the C28 sub-districts. Coach, good luck tonight as you face off against St. Cecilia. We hope to talk with you again down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
It's Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Donovan Trumbull tonight. Tip-off is right around the corner. Starting lineups in the play-by-play coming right up.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 with the C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. It's the girls C28 sub-district basketball tournament, game number one. And a feature Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia will hang around for game number two as well. That'll feature the Blue Hill Bobcats up against the Eagles out of Southern Valley. You're listening to the New Tech Seas pregame show. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight on the Breeze. Brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, to go with Emma Grossans, a 5'7" junior, averaging 9.7 points per ball game. Hannah Bosch is a 5'8" junior. She's averaging 2.3 rebounds per game. Jordan Brumman, a 5'2" and senior. Brumman averaging 10.4 points per ball game, had 15 last night in their victory over Franklin. The other starters going to be Kaylee Glover, a 5'11" senior. Glover averaging 13.9 points per ball game. She had 19 last night. And Sydney Reich, a 5'10" freshman, averaging 1.9 points per ball game. For the Hawkettes, ranked number four in Class C2, they will go with Claire Hamburger, a 5'9" junior, averaging 16 points per ball game. Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" sophomore, averaging 14.8. Carly Wright, 5'8" and a junior. Wright is averaging 5.6 points per ball game. Josie Prevent coming off of an injury that kept her out most of the season. Back in the starting lineup now, a 5'8" junior, averaging 2.5 points per ball game. And Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot senior, averaging 8.8 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Donovan Trumbull will be in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red, and Donovan Trumbull controls the opening tip. The Cardinals will shoot to our basket to our right. Just underway, the girls' C2 sub-district 8 basketball tournament tonight. Here on the Breeze, driving the ball inside. That's going to be a Brumman. The ball's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up here by Hastings St. Cecilia. That's one thing Donovan Trumbull will have to do, and that's limit their turnovers here in the basketball game here tonight. They average 16 per game on the season. Here's Prevent, a little short jumper on the left baseline. Shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Glover of Donovan Trumbull. Gets it away. A long pass down the floor. It's going to be overthrown. They overthrow the ball. That's going to be two turnovers and two possessions here for Donovan Trumbull. We're 36 seconds into the ball game. No score between the Hawkettes and Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Sandra Farmer has got the ball now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Brings it across the 10-second line. Feeds it over to Morgan Nicola. High right side. Holds the ball. There's a pass down to the baseline. Right shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Cardinals running back the other way. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Gross Hands has her pocket picked here by Farmer. Drive, shoots, and scores. Sandra Farmer takes the ball away from Emma Gross Hands. Three turnovers already and Donovan Trumbull. And it's a 2-0 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes Sydney Rice into the offensive zone here for Donovan Trumbull. A pass out on top. That's going to be Gross Hands with the ball. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Brumman on the wing. Feeds it inside. Turnaround jumper is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Glover. Rebound comes out of Nicola. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. Hamburger lays it off. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Her shot from point-blank range is no good. And the rebound comes down to Kaylee Glover. Glover has got it here for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it away. Here comes Brumman into the forecourt now for the Cardinals. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Brumman on the wing. Double team. Brumman looking to get rid of it. She does. Comes to the near sideline. It's going to be Anna Bosch with the ball. And Bosch throws the ball away. Trying to take it down to the baseline to Sydney Reich. And she throws it out of bounds. That's four turnovers and four possessions for Donovan. And now we've got a timeout. Head coach Mark Davis wants to calm the troops down. We've got a timeout with 6:16 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 2, Donovan Trumbull nothing.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, St. Cecilia with a lead, 2-0, driving down the left side of the lane. Hamburger's driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Nicola trying to leave it off on the right side of the lane, and the ball is going to be intercepted here by Donovan Trumbull. Here come the Cardinals. Driving with the B. Brumman takes the ball to the free throw line, puts it up there over the Farmer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass. Here come the Hawkins into the offensive zone. They got a 2-0 lead here early in the ball game. Sandra Farmer comes over here to Carly Wright down in the corner. Nicola thinks about the three-pointer. Passes up, drives it to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up here by a Kaylee Glover of Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's a Brumman with the ball. Brumman comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Sydney Reich with the ball. Reich holding it on the wing as she works against the Morgan Nicola. The ball's going to be poked away by Nicola. Comes down to the other 10-second line. Glover picks her back up. Drives it to the hole and shot is up there and in. And Donovan has scored the first 2 points of the ball game about 3 minutes into the contest. 5:05 to play here in the first quarter. 2-2 is the score. St. Cecilia and Donovan trouble here tonight. Sandra Farmer with the ball on the wing. Lobs it inside to Nicola. Her shot is up there. Good. Morgan Nicola set a little screen over there on the left elbow. Rolled down the lane. Farmer got her the ball, and she scores easily. 4-2 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top with 4:43 to play. Here's Hannah Bosch with the ball. Bounce pass. Left side of the lane. Going to be deflected. And the ball's brought out there by St. Cecilia. Five turnovers now on Donovan Trumbull here in the ball game. Hamburger, the Farmer, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes, and her shot rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound right, and she's fouled in the play. Carly Wright got the offensive board, but she is fouled in the play here. That's going to be the first personal foul of the ball game, and it occurs at the 4:26 mark. The foul is going to go on Sydney Reich. First foul on Reich, team foul number one on Donovan Trumbull. Into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. We're going to see Schwenka come into the ball game here. Bonnie Schwenka comes into the contest here for St. Cecilia. Here's Farmer with the ball down in the corner. That's Hamburger. Shot from the deep right corner. Shot for three is going to be no good. Glover had the rebound. She lost it. The scramble is on. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Farmer to Nicola. Shot good. Nicola scores on the short left baseline. And it's a 6-2 ball game now. St. Cecilia has got the lead with 4:09 remaining here in the first quarter from Minden here tonight. Here's Brumman driving the ball to the basket. Her shot's going to be up there. No good off of the back iron. But she is balled on the play. And a foul is going to be called. So Brumman will go to the free throw line now. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Chandra Farmer. of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one of the Hawkettes. Brumman to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull, a 69% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's 47 out of 70 from the free throw line this year. Donovan is a team hitting 53% from the field. Actually, 53% from the free throw line, 40% from the field, and 28% from three-point territory. Second shot is up there and in by Jordan Brumman. It's now a 6-3 ball game. AC St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull here in this one. Morgan Nicola with the ball on the wing. Nicola takes it out on the baseline. That's going to be Claire Hamburger. Drives it toward the goal. She's cut off. Now to Nicola. She takes it all in the hole. Puts it up the right hander. Shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Nicola. And Donovan Trumbull will play things in. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Carly Wright. Coming out will be Claire Hamburger. 6-3 the score. Donovan Trumbull down by 3 points with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Third head coach Mark Davis talked during our New Tech Seeds pregame show. They're going to take this one quarter at a time. They wanted to win quarter number one before they move on into quarter number two, and that's what you got to do against a team like Hastings St. Cecilia. You got to weather the storm here in the first quarter. They're down by a score of 6-3 right now. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Grosshands brings it over here to Alex Williams, who's into the ball game now. Out to Sidney Reich as they move it over on the wing on the left side to Brumman. Pounds it down low. There's a shot up there. Rolls off no good by Glover. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Sheehy with the ball. She checked in there. Little Sheehy gets it away to Carly Wright into the forecourt. Now to Morgan Nicola. Nicola high right side. Moves it over on the right sideline. Down to Sandra Farmer. Open for three. Takes the three and misses the three. Rebound is loose. Nicola grabs it in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola has got three field goals here in the ball game. It's an 8-2 contest. Actually, 8-3 it should be. 8-3. St. Cecilia out on top by five with 2:50 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Brumman with the ball. Drives it. She is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Jordan Brumman taking the ball to the hole there, and she is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Farmer. That's going to be her second. So two fouls on Chandra Farmer, and she's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes Hamburger back in. Josie Prevett comes back in. It's going to be Farmer and Morgan Nicola coming to the bench. Non-shooting situation. Donovan Trumbull plays things in from underneath their own basket. They get it right underneath the hole there. A shot by Grosshands is going to be no good, and rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. 8-3 the score. A five-point lead for the Hawkettes. Claire Hamburger with it out here in three-point territory. Moves it over in the wing on the left side to Carly Wright. Carly Wright holds it. Traveling violation. Carly Wright, the extra steps over here on the left wing. That's the first turnover on St. Cecilia. They average 13 per ball game during the regular season. 8-3. Hawkettes with a five-point lead. Next game tonight will feature Blue Hill and Southern Valley. We'll have that one for you as well here on the breeze. Driving to the hole is going to be Brumman. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she fouled. Jordan Brumman finds a seam in that St. Cecilia defense and takes it right to the hole and scores, and she is fouled in the play. And now Brumman will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. A personal foul is whistled there on Maddie Schwinka of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first, the third team foul in the Hawkettes. Brumman to the free throw line. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Josie Prevent had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Donovan Trumbull. There's a shot by Glover from the short left baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia back the other way. Driving for the hole. Hamburger. Her shot's coming in. Claire Hamburger scores on the transition as she takes it coast to coast. 10-5 now. St. Cecilia with the lead. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. There's Alex Williams. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane. A shot by Bosch is up and in. She's fouling the play. Hannah Bosch is fouling the play. She's going to the free throw line now. The personal foul again is going to be called on Schwinka. So two fouls on Schwinka, two fouls on Chandra Farmer. Here comes Nicola back into the ball game. Schwinka will come to the bench. 10-7. Donovan Trumbull is within 3 points. And going to the free throw line will be Hannah Bosch. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Donovan Trumbull now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. 10-7. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Carly Wright with the ball, high right side. Wright holds it. Cross court pass goes over to Nicola down in the corner. Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger drives the baseline. Comes back out to Nicola on the wing. Her shot from 12 was up there and in. Morgan Nicola on fire here for St. Cecilia. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points. 12-7 now. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the semifinals of the C2A sub-district tournament from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Alex Williams with the ball to Bosch. She bobbles the ball. Now it's going to be lost. It's picked up here by Nicola. That's 6 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. Here's Hamburger, a long-range 2. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Nicola on the right baseline. Morgan brings it out into 3-point territory. Now picks up the dribble. Comes out between the rings now to Lil Sheehy. Rainbow pass goes down in the left corner. That's Carly Wright with the ball. She's double-teamed. Wright gets it out here to Josie Prevett, who's back into the ball game, to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger looking for some penetration. Drives it down the lane. Dishes off down to Nicola. Drives for the hole. Shot good. Morgan Nicola scores. She's got 5 field goals and 10 points. 14-7 to score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Under 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Minden. There's Bosch with the ball. She drives it against Nicola all the way to the baseline. It's cut off there. Gets it to Glover. Glover brings it back to Bosch, and she's out of bounds. Hannah Bosch was out of bounds after she got the feed from Kaylee Glover. 7 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull in the ballgame. Reich comes back in. Here comes Bosch to the bench. Also coming back in there is going to be Carson Poppy. She's going to come in now for Donovan Trumbull, replacing Alex Williams. 14-7, St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead early in this contest. Down to 30 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Nicola, cross-court pass, goes down in the right corner. Carly Wright has got the ball. Carly Wright back out between the circles. That's Morgan Nicola. Nicola brings it over on the wing on the left side to Claire Hamburger. Dribbles once. Comes out between the circles now to a Carly Wright. Now to Hamburger on the wing. Back out to Wright, 25 feet away from the basket to Hamburger. Down on the baseline. That's Nicola with the ball. There's a pass to the right side. It's going to be up and in. Carly Wright scores. Nice pass by Nicola. Carly Wright lays it in. 16-7 now. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Sidney Reich from the baseline, a shot no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia out of the gates here in the opening period of the C2 8th Sub-District Tournament. The top-seeded and fourth-ranked Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 16, Donovan Trumbull 7.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will with high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Morgan Nicola, she scores 10 points here in the first quarter. See, St. Cecilia has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 16-7. There's Nicola from the free throw line. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound right, follow shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, jump ball is called. And now we're going to have a personal foul call. The other official comes in and calls a personal foul here. It's going to go on Carly Wright. That's going to be your first. So right now with one foul, that's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings St. Cecilia. 16-7 here in girls high school basketball. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball now. Jordan Brumman brings it into the offensive zone. Works out top against Hamburger. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nicola. Gets the ball ahead to Hamburger. Shot is up there and in. Hamburger scores on the assist from Nicola. Larry Hamburger now with 4 points in the ball game. 18-7 is the score. Donovan Trumbull was within 5 points earlier at 12-7. It's been all St. Cecilia since then, 6 straight points. There's a backdoor pass that can be intercepted, trying to get the ball to Brumman, and the ball is going to be picked off here by Hamburger. Hamburger runs it down the right sideline, cuts it to the elbow, and now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Claire Hamburger on the transition. That's the second turnover on St. Cecilia. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game. Here comes Farmer back in. Josie Prevett and Wright will come to the bench. 7 minutes to play here in the first half. The girls C2 Sub-District 8 basketball tournament from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. 18-7 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Brumman with the ball about 25 feet away from the basket. Brumman holds it. Brumman dribbling to the top of the key. Moves it to the right side now. There's a feed over here to Sidney Reich. Reich just beyond the three-point arc down here in the corner picked up by Nicola. Her pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt. Brumman picks the ball up here for Donovan Trumbull. 6.5 to play here in the second quarter, 18-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Brumman on the dribble on the wing. Brumman looks to work over here against Hamburger. The ball knocked loose. Brumman picks it up on the elbow. Bounce pass goes inside. Driving for the hole is going to be Rancher. Chance to be blocked down. Blocked down by Nicola. That's her second block of the ball game. Here's Sheehy coming back the other way. Sheehy to Farmer. To Nicola swings it left side. Hamburger with the ball. Dribble penetration. She takes the ticket to the goal, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Ball is knocked loose as Hamburger was taking the ball to the goal. A personal foul is called here on Jordan Brumman of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her first. And now the Cardinals want to call another timeout. Donovan Trumbull calls another timeout with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 18, Donovan Trumbull 7.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
18-7. Hastings St. Cecilia leading here tonight. C2H sub-district. A lot of girls basketball going on here tonight across the area. C110 at Kearney High School. Minden, the top seed there, and the state's number one ranked team in Class C1. They've got the early first quarter lead over Broken Bow. It is 21-7. 21-7, Minden with a lead over Broken Bow in their sub-district semifinal ball game. Here's the inbounds pass. They get it to Nicola. Her shot from 10 feet away is no good, but we got a foul called here. And it's going to be whistled on Alex Williams at Donovan Trumbull, who just checked back into the ball game. So Williams picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Donovan Trumbull. The free throw line will be Morgan Nicola. Her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola now with 11 points in the basketball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 10 of those in the first quarter. 19-7 now. St. Cecilia by 12 points with 6:08 to play here in the second quarter. Next shot is up there is good by Nicola. So Morgan Nicola with 12 points, and St. Cecilia leads by a score of 20-7. As Donovan Trumbull comes back with the ball. This is going to be Jordan Brumman with it now as he works against Hamburg again. Sends it down in the corner to Grosshans. Lobs it inside, right side of the lane. That's going to be Sydney Reich. She's in trouble now. Here's a foul that's going to be called. Nope, 3 second violation. 3 second violation called there. So another turnover on Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals are really having a tough time offensively here against the St. Cecilia defense. 20-7 to score. St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Farmer coming back with the basketball now for the Hawkettes. Farmer brings it into the offensive zone. Farmer drives it to the goal. Her pass can be deflected and now kicked by Jordan Brumman. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:40 remaining here in the first half. Claire Hamburger will play things in. Hamburger looking. Finally gets it to Nicola. Nicola here in the wing on the left side, hands it away to Farmer, brings it to the top of the key, fires up a three-year shot, in and out, no good. Ball tapped out, it is loose in the lane, and is picked up here by Kaylee Glover of Donovan Trumbull. Glover gets it away. Here's Grosshans with the ball, dribble penetration toward the goal. Her shot is up there, it bounces off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Josie Prevett with the ball. Nope, that's going to be Sheehy. Sheehy brings it into the offensive zone now. Sheehy goes over to Farmer down in the corner. Morgan Nicola. She drives the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Donovan Trumbull has no answer for Morgan Nicola. She's got 14 points here in the first half. 22-7. Hawkettes have the lead, a matchup of number one seed here in this sub-district tournament. St. Cecilia, the number four seed, and Donovan Trumbull. Grosshans again takes the ball into the lane. It's going to be deflected away from her. Nicola's got the ball. The 11th turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Nicola's got it back out between the rings. That's going to be Carly Wright. Now down in the right corner, that's going to be Claire Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger brings it on the wing. The right entry pass deflected away from Farmer. And it's taken out of there by Donovan Trumbull. Third turnover now in Hastings St. Cecilia. Back the other way is Brumman. She drives, shoots, and misses, but she's fouled in the play. Brumman knocked down on the play. The personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Farmer. That's going to be your third. They checked that. They're going to say this is on Claire Hamburger. So Claire Hamburger picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 on the Hawkins. Brumman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. In and out, no good. 1 out of 4 from the stripe tonight for Jordan Brumman. Donovan Trumbull is 1 out of 5 as a team. As Anna Bosch has also missed one. 22-7. St. Cecilia has got the lead with 4:28 to play in the second quarter. There's the next shot by Jordan Brumman. Is up there, and she knocks that baby down. Now 22-8. That was a 10-0 run for Hastings St. Cecilia. Dating back to the first quarter, there's a shot by Shee. He's going to be partially deflected. Now a traveling violation coming out of there. Glover came down with the ball after a blocked shot. But then Glover falls down, and a traveling violation is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. 22-8. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins will inbound the ball deep in the right corner. That's a Sheehy. Comes out here to Carly Wright. Back down in the corner. Claire Hamburger holds the ball right at the tip of the three-point circle. Skip pass comes over here to Farmer. Back out between the rings again to Sheehy. Back to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Donovan Trumbull is down a zone defense. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone defense here for Donovan Trumbull in his ball game against Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger moves it over in the wing to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. She banks one home. Little Sheehy banks home a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. That's now a 25-8 score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the C2A sub-district semifinals. There's a shot from the corner. No good by Grosshans. Rebound comes down to Glover. Tries to go back up. She does. Her shot no good. Rebound Grosshans. Follow shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Daly Glover will go to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull. She had a good ball game last night in their play-in game as Donovan Trumbull beat Franklin by a score of 59-28. She scored 19 points in the ball game. Carly Wright picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Hawkettes. Glover to the free throw line. 68% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She is now 81 for 118 from the free throw line. Reich comes back in now for Donovan Trumbull. Going out will be Emma Grosshans. 25-9. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the lead. Kaylee Glover knocks down her second free throw. And it's now a 25-10 score. There comes Farmer back with the ball. The Claire Hamburger. The Farmer on the wing, down in the corner. Hamburger for three. Her shot is off of the front iron. No good. Wright had the rebound. She loses it. Picks it up by, that's going to be Farmer with the ball. Farmer goes to the free throw line. To Carly Wright. To Farmer on the wing out here in 3-point territory. Out to Carly Wright now. Swings the left side. Down in the corner. That's going to be Claire Hamburger. Cross court pass to the right wing. Chandra Farmer has got it. Bounce pass down in the corner to Carly Wright. Two-handed pass. Back to the other way. Hamburger out of Josie Prevett. Drives the baseline. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Wright. No good. And now we got a whistle and a foul call and a rebound. Josie Prevett picking up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 8 on the Hawkettes. You're listening to girls high school basketball action on the breeze this evening. C28 sub-district action. Blue Hill and Southern Valley coming up next. At about 7:45 or so tonight. Going to the free throw line will be Sydney Rash. Rash has got a field goal and 2 points so far. Anna Bosch comes back into the ballgame now for Donovan Trumbull. Going out will be Carson Poppy. To the free throw line will be Sydney Rash. She's got 2 points so far tonight. She's just a 29% foul shooter, however, on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be way too strong. Rebound. Grosshans at it. She loses the ball. It's picked up by Wright. So St. Cecilia has the ball now. Wright goes to Sheehy. Now to Hamburger. Entry pass inside to Nicholas. Shot is up there. And the shot is off of the back iron. No good. One and done. Grabbing the ball is going to be Jordan Brumman. Brumman has got the ball. Long pass down to four. They get it down to Bosch. St. Cecilia recovers defensively. Here's a kick-out pass. It goes to Grosshans. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Hamburger back the other way. One on two. Hamburger forces her way to the goal. Her shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot good. Hamburger on a one-on-two break. She scores for St. Cecilia. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 27-10. St. Cecilia now leading by 17 here in the second quarter with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here's a Bosch with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Gets it inside the free throw circle. Now here on the right side of the lane to a Jordan Brumman. Brumman goes over to Bosch again. Just to the left of the circle. Uses a screen from Glover. Moves it out here to Emma Grosshans. Grosshans 25 feet away from the basket. Bounce pass goes to Glover. She mishandles the ball. The scramble is on. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull, so we'll stay right here. Maddie Schwenke coming to the ball game now. Josie Prevett will come to the bench for the Hawkettes. 1:50 left here in the first half, 27-10. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Donovan Trumbull inbounds the ball. Glover in the lane, moves it to the left side. A shot over Nicola is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger right-handed dribble back the other way. Reaches the ball into the offensive zone. Hamburger comes over here to Schwenka. Down to Sheehy. Down to Nicola on the baseline. Shot is up there from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Sydney Rash. Has the ball tipped out of her hands. Out of bounds. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. High school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. And now St. Cecilia calls the timeout. 1 minute, 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 27, Donovan Trumbull 10.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze. Also online at KLIQFM.com and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 27-10, St. Cecilia out on top. Hawkins led 16-7 at the end of the first quarter after Morgan Nicholas scores 10 points in the first quarter alone. Nicola's now got 14 in the ball game, so she's got half of the points put up there by St. Cecilia here in the first half. Nicola's got 14. The Hawkins have 27 on the board. 27-10 the score. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. They've led this baby the entire way. And here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball now. St. Cecilia will pick him up right as they bring him across the 10-second line. Brumman has got it on the dribble. Moves it over here to Emmett Grosshands. Grosshands gets it to Bosch. Bosch holds it right at the top of the three-point circle. Looking. Finally comes out to Brumman, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Glover. She's double-teamed. Glover moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Her shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good by Rash, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Back the other way comes Morgan Nicola down the right sideline. Gets the ball ahead to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger holds it to the elbow now. That's going to be Nicola back out to Claire in three-point territory. Hamburger dribbling with the ball and comes out between the circles. The little Sheehy on the left wing. That's going to be Schwenka to Nicola. Down low to Ryder. Shot no good. She misses the easy one. Wright saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of the Cardinals. Coming back the other way is going to be Emma Grosshands. Grosshands with 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. She falls down with the ball. That's going to be picked up now by Sheehy. As she runs her back the other way, she spins in the lane, loses control of it. It's picked up here by Wright. Carly Wright now for St. Cecilia in their offensive zone. There's little Sheehy with the ball. Entry pass to Nicola at the free throw line. Morgan Nicola throws it back out here to Schwenka. Schwenka back to Nicola at the line. Far sideline. That's Claire Hamburger. To Maddie Schwenka. Bounce pass to Nicola. Sends it down low. Carly Wright back outside to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sydney Rash. Rash gets the ball away to Emma Grosshands. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Now to Brumman. She drives it. Her running one-hander is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First two quarters in the books tonight in the C28 sub-district semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia dominating play tonight after two. It's the Hawkins 27, Donovan Trumbull 10. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. C2-8 sub-district action. Game number one tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 27-10. St. Cecilia led 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. It's been the Morgan Nicholas show so far for St. Cecilia. 14 points here at halftime. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by the Allen Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We are tied up at 2 points apiece at 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia jumped out to an 8-3 lead. 10-5, then 12-7, then 14-7, led 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia kept the scoring going as they got out to a 22-7 lead with just under 6 minutes to play. So St. Cecilia going on a 10-0 run to span the first and second quarters, then out to a 22-7 lead, then 25-8, 25-10, and right now we stand at 27-10 at halftime. St. Cecilia, the fourth-ranked team in Class C1, the number one seed here in the sub-district tournament, leading the number four seed in Donovan Trumbull here tonight. 14 points for Morgan Nicola, the lead the way for Hastings St. Cecilia so far. Not a whole lot of scoring for Donovan Trumbull. They've got a field goal and a couple of free throws from Jordan Brumman. She has got 4 points in the ball game for the Cardinals. So it's 27-10, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here. The winner will face the winner of the ball game coming up next between Blue Hill and Southern Valley. The two winners will play on Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. We'll have that ball game for you as well Thursday night here on The Breeze. 27-10 our score. St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. We'll come back and check the first half scoring after this 1 minute timeout.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 27-10, our score at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Donovan Trumbull tonight. Checking the scoring in this first half of play. Morgan Nicola leading the way for St. Cecilia. She's got 14 points in the game. She has 6 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 14. Nicola had 10 points in the first quarter alone. The other score is Claire Hamburger. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Little Sheehy has knocked down a three-pointer for only score in the first half. Chandra Farmer has got a field goal for 2. Carly Wright has got a field goal for 2 points. St. Cecilia 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, but officially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. For Donovan Trumbull, they're being led by Jordan Brumman so far. She's got 4 points. Brumman has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 4. Kaylee Glover is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Sydney Reich has got a field goal, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 2. Hannah Bosch, she has got a field goal, and she's 0 out of 1 from the line for 2 points. Donovan Trumbull has got 12 turnovers here in the first half of play, and they are 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. So again, the score is 27-10. It is Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here in girls high school basketball. Get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. They deliver the score. We deliver the score, and Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery setup and removal on any Beautyrest mattress. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Actually, FurnitureDirectHastings.net. You can also check them out. And also just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington. We got action going on all over the place here today. We've got C-110 being played at Kearney High School tonight. Minden is out on top of Broken Bow in the initial ball game by a score of 43-18. They are at halftime tonight. Minden leading 43-18. The second game tonight will pit Centura up against Kearney Catholic. That will tip off at 7:30. We'll bring you up to date on some of the action here. C-19 is going out at Grand Island Northwest tonight. Central City and St. Paul in the first ball game. Adams Central takes on Grand Island Central Catholic in game number 2. C-27 and Fillmore Central tonight. Superior is playing Third Central in the first game, followed by Sandy Creek and Sutton at 7:45. Other action in girls sub-district play. D-16 at Hastings St. Cecilia. First game is underway between Red Cloud and Harvard. Shelton will play Heartland Lutheran in game number 2 tonight. D-19 at Kearney Catholic High School. Overton is playing Axtell, followed by the second game at 7:45 between Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. D-28 out of Lexington tonight. Bertrand is playing Loomis. Second ball game has got Sumner Eddyville Miller up against Eustace Farnham. And D-27 at Adams Central tonight. Giltner is playing Kennesaw in the first ball game. And Lawrence Nelson will take on Silver Lake in game number 2. Kennesaw picked up a win last night in the play-in game over Pleasanton by a score of 42-38. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. They're located on South Burlington and Hastings. Also, you can check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. 27-10, our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll come back. We got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings College baseball team opened their season today. They split a doubleheader with Midland University, a non-conference doubleheader. Hastings won the first game 7-3. They lost the nine-cap by a score of 17-3. So Hastings 1-1 to start the season. They will play at Oklahoma Wesleyan coming up this weekend. 27-10, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here. The semifinals in C2 Subdistrict 8 tonight. Donovan Trumbull starts off in a zone defense to begin this second half of play. Hamburger has got the ball, and St. Cecilia has the opening possession. Hamburger down in the corner, sizes up a three, takes the three and misses. Off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Sidney Reich. Donovan Trumbull shooting guard basket to our left here in half number 2 as they get the ball ahead. Down in the corner, that's going to be a Bosch with the ball. Bosch picked up by Ryder. Pass out on the wing is intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She streaks her back the other way. Her shot is up there and good. 13 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull in the ball game. Chandra Farmer gets her second field goal. She's got 4 points, and Donovan Trumbull is trailing St. Cecilia now by a score of 29-10 here in quarter number 3. There's Emma Grosshands with the ball. Now to Bosch out here in three-point territory. Bosch comes across the top. That's Brumman with the ball. Drives it toward the hole. Down the left side of the lane. Her shot over Hamburger is going to be no good. Rebound Nicola. Long pass down the floor to Josie Prevett. The Farmer shot good. Farmer scores the assist there from Josie Prevett. And it's now a 31-10 ball game. St. Cecilia with a 21-point lead. Just over a minute into this third quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Here's Bosch with the ball. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Rash. And her shot is up and in. Sydney Rash gets the feed there from Hannah Bosch and lays it in there. Now we got a timeout. Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals want to call a timeout. 6:41 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 31, Donovan Trumbull 12.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will with high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden, 31-12. St. Cecilia has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull. Here's Hamburger with the ball down in the corner to Nicola. Moves to her left on a dribble, and now she's calling for the traveling violation. Morgan Nicola is calling for the extra steps. That's going to be turnover number four on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 6:33 to play in the third quarter. The winner gets either Blue Hill or Southern Valley coming up on Thursday night in the finals in the C28 sub-district tournament here. There's Bosch with the ball on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Carly Wright as St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. And now an offensive charging foul is going to be called here on Bosch. She's trying to get around the right and kind of put her shoulder into Carly Wright. As whistle for the offensive charging foul, so Bosch picks up her first team foul number one called here on Donovan Trumbull in the second half of play. Chandra Farmer has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Farmer brings it into the offensive zone. There's a pass over to Morgan Nicola. Comes to the near side. Claire Hamburger back to Nicola. Left side of the lane to the free throw line down to Hamburger. Stops right there. Bounce pass out to Farmer. Farmer here on the wing. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out. Gives it away to Nicola just to the left side of the circle. Nicola down in the corner. Bombs away. Hamburger for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes out of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be Grossans with the ball. Emma Grossans picked up in backcourt now by Farmer. Grossans into the offensive zone. Her pass is deflected. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Cardinals will play things in. Into the ball game is going to be Carson Poppy now for the Cardinals. Coming out is going to be Hannah Bosch. Donovan Trumbull plays things in. Here's Glover with the ball in the corner. Comes out to Sydney Reich on the wing. Reich brings it back down in the corner. That's going to be Emma Grossans. Comes out into three-point territory. Brumman has got it now. Brumman down to Grossans. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Gets it out here to Brumman. Top of the circle. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing ball down there. Shooting up a shot. Is going to be Glover, but she's fouling the play. Somebody hanging all over Glover. Going to be a personal foul whistled here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Josie Prevent, I think. Yep. Josie picks up her second. Team foul number one. Ball in the Hawkins of Hastings St. Cecilia. So Donovan Trumbull to the free throw line. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. This is Glover. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The score now 31-13. St. Cecilia out on top here in the ball game. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Final shot is up and in. That's Emma Grossans getting the offensive board and the putback. That's her first field goal of the ball game. So a 3-point play there for the Cardinals. They're back within 16 points. Here's Farmer for three. Shot is up there. Swish. Deep in the right corner, Farmer nails a three ball. She's got 9 in the ball game. 34-15. St. Cecilia now leading by 19 points here in the third quarter. Grossans with the ball, comes out to Poppy. Just inside the free throw circle. Poppy dribbles once, goes over to Emma Grossans behind a screen. There's a pass going to be deflected, picked up by Poppy. She tries to send it right side of the lane, and it's going to be kicked here, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. They're playing things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sheehy comes back in for St. Cecilia. Here comes Maddie Schwinka back in now for the Hawkettes. Donovan Trumbull inbound. 4:48 to play in the third quarter. They get it in the lane. There's a shot up there. It's going to be around the rim and down by Kaylee Glover. Glover scores her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points. She had 19 last night in that 59-28 win over Franklin. 34-17 here. The Hawkettes have doubled the score on the Cardinals tonight. Hamburger has got the ball to Nicola on the wing. Comes back out. Sheehy moves it down in the right corner. Hamburger has got it as they work against this zone. Here's Nicola inside the free throw circle. Back down to Hamburger. Drives the baseline. Foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Poppy of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be your first team foul number two on the Cardinals here in the third quarter of play. Bosch comes back in for Donovan Trumbull. And coming out is going to be Glover. Now check that. It's going to be a Sidney Rice who comes out of the ball game. It's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in. Hamburger to Nicola. Back to Hamburger. Back to Nicola on the wing. Out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. There's Sheehy with the ball on the short left baseliner. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Glover. Glover sends it to the near sideline. Here comes Donovan Trumbull with the ball. That's Poppy with it now. She stops 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Brumman. Brumman out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Brumman comes over in the wing. The Gross hands for three. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch there by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. End of the ball game now is going to be Alex Williams for Donovan Trumbull. Coming out will be Carson Poppy. 3:50 to play here in the third quarter. 34-17. Hawkins are on the top. Deep in the corner is going to be Brumman. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot up there. It's going to be short by Glover from 10 feet away. Rebound to Nicola. Long pass down the floor to Farmer. Farmer gets the ball to Hamburger. Shot good. Farmer gets the assist. Claire Hamburger gets the easy field goal. Heading for the basket. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And the Hawkins now lead by a score of 36-17 here in girls high school basketball. There's Gross hands at the free throw line. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Nice dish inside. A shot by Glover is up and in. She's fouling the play. Glover gets her second field goal. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. So go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Hamburger. That's going to be her second. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia. You've got Carly Wright also in there. Josie Prevent. Hamburger checks out. Nicola checks out. 3:23 to play. Here in quarter number three, 36-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Kaylee Glover to the free throw line. Shot is up there in the shot. Rims off no good. The rebound comes down to Josie Prevent. So the Hawkins have the ball with 3:20 to play here in the third quarter. There's Chandra Farmer, or rather Carly Wright with the ball. Wright gets the ball over here to little Sheehy on the wing on the right side as she backs it out here in three-point territory. Josie Prevent from the top of the key. Moves it over to Carly Wright on the wing on the left side. Prevent sets a screen. Wright gets away, dribbles all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Carly Wright takes it right to the goal and scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now 38-19. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the third quarter. Under 3 minutes to play. Grosshands with the ball. Grosshands bounce pass out on top is going to be intercepted. A little push from behind there. No foul called. That's 14 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia has got the ball in their offensive zone. This is going to be Chandra Farmer. Farmer holds it on the wing. Farmer takes off, splits a couple of defenders, dribbles into the lane. Comes out here to Maddie Schwenka in three-point territory. Now to Sheehy. She takes the ball down the right side of the lane, but can't pursue it toward the goal. Here's Prevett. Nice pass underneath the Farmer. Shots up there again. She's fouling the play. Josie Prevett gets the assist. Chandra Farmer gets the field goal as she breaks loose down there in the baseline. Farmer's now got 11 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Alex Williams of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her second. So Chandra Farmer goes to the free throw line. She's a 67% foul shooter on the season, 31 out of 46. First free throw tonight, it's up there and in. So a three-point play by Farmer. She checks out with a score of 41-19. Reagan Esch comes into the ballgame now. 41-19, St. Cecilia cruising to their 19th victory of the season. This will be win number 10 in a row for the Hawkettes. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's going to be no good. Ball is rebounded by Bosch. Bosch gets it back out here to Poppy, who's back into the ball game. Down to Glover, moves to her left, fires up a shot. She can be fouled in the play. Prevent picks up the personal foul. Josie picks up her third. So we're going to have some free throws coming up here. This is going to be Kaylee Glover going to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull with 2:03 to play here in the third quarter. It's 41-19. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this one. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Glover. She'll get one more. 41-20 now. Glover prepares for number two here. She is fouled in the act of shooting. Next shot is going to be up there and in. It's now 41-21. St. Cecilia leading by 20. Now Donovan Trumbull applying some pressure here in backcourt. Sheehy gets away, brings it into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Gets it out here to Maddie Schwinka. Down to right. Free throw line extended left side. Little Sheehy, 25 feet away from the basket. Sheehy holds the ball. There's a pass over here to a Reagan Esch. Entry pass to get it inside to Josie Prevett. Wheels in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Reich. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. Brumman has got the ball. 3-on-3. Brumman to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Wright. Carly Wright has got the ball for St. Cecilia. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 41-21. There's Reagan Esch in the corner for the Hawkettes. Comes out to Carly Wright to the free throw line. Maddie Schwinken with the ball. Now to Esch. Back out here in the three-point territory to Wright near the 10-second line. And St. Cecilia is spreading the floor here with a minute and 13 seconds to play in the third quarter, leading by 20. 41-21. Has passed the ball around the perimeter here. Carly Wright has got it. Down to the free throw line. Schwinka, she's wide open. Turns around. She fires up the shot. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Down the near sideline. It's Brumman with the ball. Jordan Brumman takes it to the basket. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Some contact. No foul call. Rebound comes down to Carly Wright for St. Cecilia. Gets it ahead. Now a foul. Nope. It's a traveling violation. Reagan Esch is whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 5 on the Hawkettes. Here comes Melody O'Callaghan into the ball game. Farmer's going to come back in. Hamburger's back in. Nicola comes back in, and Carly Wright stays out there. 41-21, the Hawkettes leading by 20. 45 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter as Donovan Trumbull brings the ball slowly into their offensive zone on the right sideline. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She takes off the other way. Her shot's up there and in. Sandra Farmer gets the steal and another easy field goal. She's got 14 in the ball game. 43-21. The Hawkettes have the advantage here in the third quarter. Here's Brumman with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Brumman looking to penetrate. Takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola with 10 to play. Long pass ahead to Carly Wright. She strikes it to the basket. Her shot good. Nice pass by Nicola. Carly Wright lays it in. She's got 6 points. 45-21. Here's a shot at the buzzer. No good by Brumman at the end of three quarters. Three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball. C28 sub-district semifinals tonight. After three, St. Cecilia 45, Donovan Trumbull 21.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast. Booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Blue Hill and Southern Valley coming up next here on the Breeze. Winners will play on Thursday right back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. And we'll have the action for you as well on Thursday night here on the Breeze. 45-21. St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals turn the ball over on their opening possession in the fourth quarter. I've got Donovan Trumbull now with 15 turnovers in the ballgame. 15 turnovers, 21 points. And the Hawkettes are leading 45-21 here in the fourth quarter. Farmer has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Now to Carly Wright. Donovan Trumbull stays in that zone defense there in the fourth, despite trailing by 24. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger goes to Nicola at the free throw line. Now to Hamburger on the baseline. Short little jumper is up there and in. Hamburger's now got 10 points in the ballgame, 47-21. The Hawks are blowing the Cardinals out of their nest here tonight in Minden. 26-point lead here in the semifinals. Here's Brumman with the ball. Gets now between the circles. That's going to be Bosch down to the right side to Grosshands. Her shot for three is up there and down. Emma Grosshands gets the roll on the ball there. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 47-24, St. Cecilia leading. Here comes Nicola back now for St. Cecilia. Gets it out here to Hamburger, now to Nicola, now to Claire for three. Shot is up there, good. Claire Hamburger from the right side scores. She got 13, 50 to 24. St. Cecilia with the lead with 6:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Brumman on the dribble, moves it down to the baseline, down to the free throw line. That's Sidney Rice with the ball. Now to Brumman again. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by St. Cecilia. Now we got a pushing foul from behind. Ball is taken out of there by Melody O'Callaghan of St. Cecilia. Then a personal foul called back the other way. St. Cecilia will play things in. Brumman is going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number four on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play. So no free throws here. There comes Bosch back to the bench here for Donovan Trumbull. Coming back in there is going to be Alex Williams. 50-24, St. Cecilia with a lead here in girls high school basketball. Nicola inside the free throw circle. Nicola looks. Two-handed pass goes over to Hamburger. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Nicola now. On the wing. Here's a cross-court pass to the elbow on the right side. Josie Prevett with the ball. Prevett now to Sheehy. Traveling violation. Sheehy's whistled for the extra steps there against Emma Grossands of Donovan Trumbull. Six turnovers on St. Cecilia. Cardinals have turned the ball over 15 times. St. Cecilia led at halftime by 17, 27-10. They've been in complete control of this one here tonight. Went on a 10-0. First to second quarter run. There's a short little jumper up there by Glover. No good. Tip tries up there and in. Sydney Reich gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 50-26. Here's Prevent at the free throw line. Fakes the shot. Now goes over to Nicola. She takes it to the wing on the left side. Nicola pass out on top. Now to Claire Hamburger. Behind it, Nicola's screen. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Now to Nicola at the top of the key. Down in the right corner with the ball down there is going to be Reagan Ash, who's into the ball game. To Hamburger, cross-court pass, driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Prevett. Rebound, jump ball is going to be called as Reagan Ash is tied up in the play. Tied up there by Emma Grossands, the two number ones on this team. Grossands for Donovan Trumbull and Reagan Ash for St. Cecilia. Called for a jump ball there, and possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia will play things in with 5:34 to play. There's a pass. Josie Prevett with the ball. Now to Claire Hamburger. Takes the ball in the lane. Her off-balance shot is going to be up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. Last touch down there by Donovan Trumbull. Alex Williams was the last touch of there for the Cardinals. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected. The ball brought down by Brumman on the baseline, and it's saved here. Brumman gets the ball to Grossands, and then she loses the ball out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull had the turnover, but they couldn't sustain that as Grossands loses the ball out of bounds. 16 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. 50-26. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead with 5:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hamburger looks to play things in. Hamburger comes way outside down to Josie Prevett, 25 feet away from the basket. Josie Prevett holds it now. High above her head comes over here to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger down to Maddie Schwinka at the elbow, left side of the lane. There's Reagan Ash at the top of the key. Rockets a pass down low. Prevett had it, turns around, and she loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Prevett loses the ball out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull will be, let's see, Bosch is going to come back in. Hannah Bosch comes in. Emma Grossands will come to the bench now for head coach Mark Davis and the Cardinals. 50-26. Hastings St. Cecilia has led this baby from the opening tap here tonight. We were tied up at once at 2 points apiece. Other than that, St. Cecilia has had the lead. There's Donovan Trumbull with the ball. A pass inside is going to be off of the fingertips of Glover, but she is fouling a play. Glover is fouling a play here. It's going to go on Prevent. That's going to be your fourth. Team foul number four on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia will stay here on defense. Donovan Trumbull plays things in. Glover with the ball, takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Glover gets the ball in the lane and scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game. She's leading the way again for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Under 5 minutes to play here in this one, 50-28. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins has the ball. Here's a Sheehy now, just to the right of the lane. She's got the ball, comes over to Maddie Schwinka at the elbow, left side. Schwinka looks, comes back over here to Reagan Esch. Reagan Esch to the far side, now to Hamburger. Entry pass down low, grabbing the ball down there, shooting and scoring is going to be Sheehy. Well, Sheehy gets the field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game, 52-28. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this one. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. This is going to be Abby Williams who's into the ball game now. There's a long pass inside and shots up and in. Glover again scores. She's got 13 in the ball game, 52-30. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter from Minden here tonight. Josie Prevent with the ball on the wing. Prevent holds it. Comes over here to Maddie Schwinka at the elbow, right side. Now, other side of the lane to Asher. Shot is up there from 17. No good. Rebound comes down here to Maddie Schwinka. Gets it out to Hamburger. She takes the ball on the lane. Goes off to Josie Prevent. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Kaylee Glover. Glover, outlet pass comes to Brumman. Here come the Cardinals now. Trailing by 22. It's 52-30. Donovan Trumbull trailing in the ball game. Abby Williams has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Brumman now. Picked up by Hamburger. Brumman drives the ball with her left hand. There's a bounce pass down low to Williams. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Reagan Ash. And Reagan grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it ahead. Now to Will Sheehy. And now we got a timeout called. John Kyle calls the timeout here. He gets some subs into the ball game. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in quarter number four. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 52, Donovan Trumbull 30.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. After three quarters, Hastings High girls basketball team is leading Grand Island by a score of 41-30. In college baseball action today, Hastings splitting two ball games with Midland, winning the first game 7-3 and losing the nightcap by a score of 17-3. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings on South Burlington. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here, 52-30 over Donovan Trumbull in the C28. Sub-district tournament. St. Cecilia with the ball following their timeout. Sheehy goes over here to Melody O'Callaghan just beyond the free throw line. Down to Maddie Schwinka, who's into the ball game again for head coach John Kyle to Reagan Esch. Over here on the right side is Brittany Magners. Magners dribbling on the ball now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now to Reagan Esch. 200 pass down to the left side is going to be to Schwinka. Back out to Esch out here in 3-point territory. 2.5 to play. St. Cecilia leading by 22. 52-30. Here's Maddie Schwinka with the ball. Schwinka comes over to Sheehy. Right side of the lane. St. Cecilia not in any hurry to throw up a shot here. Not a whole lot of pressure by Donovan Trumbull. Reagan Esch with the ball inside the free throw circle. Magners with the ball. Magners comes over now to a Maddie Schwinka. There's a little Sheehy. Little Sheehy holds it. Down to Melody O'Callaghan. She'll take the shot. It rims off no good. And the rebound comes down here to Donovan Trumbull. Running back the other way is going to be Jordan Brumman with the ball now. Brumman moves it down the baseline on the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Tarnick, who's into the ball game. There's an entry pass tipped away. Picked up by Haley Tarnick, who's into the contest. Tarnick goes over in the right wing. That's going to be Bosch with the ball. Bosch moves it down in the corner now to Brumman. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be tipped away from Glover. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Poppy. Now a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here. On St. Cecilia, it's going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Hawkins here in the ball game. Here comes Lucy Skok into the contest now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also coming in will be Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen just a freshman, seeing some playing time here in the sub-district tournament with her ball club out on top, 52-30. 90 seconds to go here in this one. St. Cecilia will move into the finals here in C28 sub-district tournament action. At Minden. Gross hands with the ball. Lobs it into the free throw line. And here's another turnover on Donovan Trumbull as they lose the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Reagan Esch. Esch has got the ball now for the Hawkettes. Here comes AC St. Cecilia with the ball as we approach the 1 minute mark here in the ball game. Reagan Esch goes over to Lucy Skok. Skok over here to the near side to Magners. Nice pass down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Rasmussen, and the foul is going to be called. So Claire Rasmussen will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Grossans. So Rasmussen will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And she's seeing some playing time here in this basketball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Claire Rasmussen hits one out of one from the free throw line. She'll have one more shot coming up. Megan Ball comes into the contest now, a sophomore for John Kyle. 53-30 is the score. St. Cecilia now leading by 23 points. They led at halftime by 17 at 27-10. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Rasmussen. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Skoke. Rebound is loose. Skoke has got the ball back. 53-30. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Here's Morgan Parr with it now here in three-point territory. Morgan Parr goes over to Lucy Skoke. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Magners. Magners takes it over to the wing and the left side down to Claire Rasmussen. There's a pass down low. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is going to be Morgan Parr. Morgan Parr scores, and that's her first points of the season as she scores here. It's now 55-30. Here's a steal now for St. Cecilia. Coming back the other way, Magner shoots. Her driving layup is going to be missed. No good. Rebound comes down to Parr. Parr has got it now for Houston St. Cecilia with 17 seconds to play as the second and third teamers seeing some playing time here tonight. There's going to be a Lucy Skoke with the ball to Rasmussen. Down low again. The shot is up and in. That's Lucy Skoke scoring. Skoke scores to make it a 57-30 ball game. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Shot is up there. It's no good by Williams, and that's the end of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will move on in to the finals here in the girls C28 sub-district basketball tournament. They'll play either Blue Hill or Southern Valley on Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Hastings St. Cecilia dominating the ball game here tonight. They knock off Donovan Trumbull on a score of 57-30. So the Hawkins have now won 10 games in a row. They improved to 19 wins and 3 losses on the season. Donovan Trumbull, they will end their year with a mark of 8 wins and 16 losses. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 57-30. We'll be back with a recap right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here in the C28 sub-district basketball tournament over Donovan Trumbull. The final score of 57-30. Hawkins scored the first 2 points of the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull came back to tie things up with 2 points apiece with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And it was all downhill from there. St. Cecilia scored the next 4 points in the ball game, led 6-2, got into a 10-5 lead. It was 16-7 at the end of the first quarter as Morgan Nicholas scored 10 out of the 16 points for the Hawkins in the first quarter. St. Cecilia actually going on a 10-0 run to bridge the first and second quarters, and by then they were up 22-7 midway in the second quarter, led 27-10 after three quarters, 45-21 after three, and they go on to win it tonight by a score of 57-30 over Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Scoring in the ball game for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nicola ends up with 14 points, all 14 in the first half of play. Had 6 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer, she had 14 points. She had 12 of those in the second half of play. Farmer knocks down 1 3-point field goal. She had 5 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Claire Hamburger also in double figures with 13 points. She had 5 field goals, and she also had a 3-pointer in the ball game tonight. Little Sheehy, she had 5 points. Lucy Skoke had 2. Morgan Parr had 2. Claire Rasmussen, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. I had St. Cecilia. Only 8 turnovers in the ball game. There were 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Donovan Trumbull, they turned the ball over 18 times in the game tonight. They were 7 out of 12 from the line. Their leading scorer today was Kaylee Glover. She scores 13 points. She had 4 field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. The other scorer, Sydney Rice, she had 6 points tonight on 3 field goals. Jordan Brumman held to just 4 points tonight, a field goal. She was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. All 4 of those points in the first half. Hannah Bosch, she had 2 points. Emma Grossans, she had 5. So Donovan Trumbull, they scored 10 points in the first half, and they scored 20 points in the second half, but they can't keep up with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkins win tonight by a score of 57-30. Donovan Trumbull ends their season 8 wins and 16 losses. Hastings St. Cecilia is now 19-3. We've got game number 2, the other semifinal ball game, coming up next here on the Breeze in about 20 minutes or so from right now. It's going to feature the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Eagles out of Southern Valley. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back here in a few minutes at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. But the score in the first ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Donovan Trumbull tonight on a score of 57-30. For the Breeze, this is Mike Will.